The heroin traveled to the opioid receptors in her central and peripheral nervous system. The opioid flooded her brain with the pleasure molecule dopamine. She felt no pain. It was like floating in a pool of warm salt water. She had been injecting for only a month when her fevers started. The heart murmur and the red sores on her arms, quickly identified as track marks by her doctor, led to the diagnosis of endocarditis, an infection in her heart, which took her some time to understand. A mass of bacteria was coalescing in her heart's tricuspid valve, sending waves of bacteria and debris ricocheting through her body with every heartbeat. We could see the mass, called a vegetation, using an echocardiogram, an ultrasound of the heart. We gave her penicillin and treated her fever. When she overdosed in her hospital bed, we administered the antidote, naloxone. The naloxone entered her IV, pulsed into her vein, and then filtered through to all the opioid receptors in her body. The tiny molecules displaced any opioids in her system and blocked the opioid receptors. In a few seconds, she sat up with a start, eyes wide, her black hair whipping around. "Shit!" she exclaimed. She looked around in anger. "What did you do to me?" The naloxone had put her into immediate opioid withdrawal, but after a few minutes, she calmed down. We explained to her that she had stopped breathing. We had needed to give her oxygen, to put a mask on her and squeeze air into her lungs with a bag valve mask to help her breathe. She had overdosed. She had been using heroin in her room again. Her boyfriend had smuggled it in. They couldn't stop using. As we reminded her, she nodded. Yes, it was true. That was what had happened. She had never been given naloxone before, so she had never been so rudely awakened from a drug-induced slumber. It would still be a few years before naloxone would be found in every paramedic's bag and every pharmacy, before it would be pressed into the hands of people who use drugs across the continent. Amber was the first patient I had ever treated for an opioid overdose. She was the first patient with whom I discussed getting addiction treatment and trying methadone, something she was seriously considering, especially now that she had this thing growing in her heart. I had no special interest in addiction medicine at that time. I had done my master's thesis on tobacco control, and I was interested in infectious diseases like HIV and hepatitis. If someone had told me...